The Chinese government is destroying crosses, burning Bibles, and closing churches, and forcing Christian believers to sign papers renouncing their faith as it cracks down on religious congregations in Beijing and in several provinces intensifies. The suppression of religious freedoms comes as an official government campaign to eradicate religion by demanding loyalty to the atheist Communist Party in removing any political challenge to the party's power in the country. The CCP starts burning the Bibles and crosses in Henan. Now, the last time they were burning Bibles were back in the 1960s by the dictator Chairman Mao's wife, Zhang Qing, and that took place in Shanghai. Now, she was arrested in 1976, but Christians grew to millions right after that in that country. Activists in the country reportedly filmed footage of what appeared to be piles of burning Bibles in forms declaring that the signatories had rejected their faith and that the authorities allegedly forced the believers to sign the forms or risk being expelled from school or losing welfare benefits. Now, the international community should be alarmed and outraged for the blatant violation of freedom of religion and belief, declared Bob Fu of China Aid, which published some of the pastor's letter and documented numerous incidences of oppression and aggressive behavior from that government in China. Now, they go on to say the reason Chinese officials are burning Bibles and deleting Bible downloads from the Chinese internet is that only the government-approved version of the Bible is allowed. And in one of the more grotesque abuses of the program, images of Jesus have been replaced with photos of the Chinese president. In August, Chinese police raided a Chinese summer camp, sent the two parish priests who organized the event packing, and replaced them with the state-approved priest. Now, hundreds of family churches in Henan have reportedly been shut down since February, when the authorities began becoming more aggressive in implementing the newly enacted regulations for religious affairs. Now, family churches in that area of China also have been known as house churches, and they're independent of the state-sanctioned religious organizations. Now, some local priests had went on to say that up to two-thirds of the churches there may be closed down. Now, similar raids were conducted recently on Christian churches in other provinces throughout China. Some observers see China's oppression as the beginning of a huge crackdown on all religions in that country. What do you think? Is this the beginning of Bible prophecy fulfillment that is talked about in the Bible, where a huge crackdown is enacted on Christians? Leave your comment below this video. Thanks for watching.